You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Good morning. This is the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. And thank you so very much, Danelle McNeil. If you can just repeat that, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Which part? Okay. Which part am I repeating?
From the very beginning. This is a live show, and from the very beginning. Unfortunately, you were talking on mute.
So I heard. Okay, well, nevertheless, the second time is the best time, right? So this is Danelle McNeil. I am one of your hosts, and you just heard from one of your other hosts, and I am super, uber excited about the third host for this morning. Today's blog talk and walking in the room right now is our fourth host for today. This is the International Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio program, and I was saying that I was super excited about today's show. Today is an inaugural show of sorts, not only because we had our annual meeting on January 6th, Saturday, January 6th, the first Saturday in January this year in Boca Raton, Florida. And what was so special about this year's annual accountability meeting was that it was the first in 5 years. This is an annual event that used to take place annually, of course. And so we had a hiatus, and we saw a lot of people that we used to mastermind with, and we got to hear and see exactly what that hiatus has done for or to some of attendees. So without further delay, we have Anne. Are you still on the line, our second host for today? So we will, as we prepare, kind of jump into the Think and Grow Rich book. I don't know if our listeners have this current version that we're looking at, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, compiled by Ross Cornwell. We have to have Ross Cornwell on one of these Saturdays. Anne, are you available?
Yes, I am. I am available, Danelle. I am available. But also, I am actually in Baltimore, Maryland, at a National Speakers Association winter conference discussing podcasting as we are podcasting live. Thank you.
Okay. So we are reading from the Think and Grow Rich book, the introduction, Mind Power. There were some points that I wanted to collectively make, starting with Edward C. Barnes. Edward Barnes was a gentleman from some part of the country that wanted to work with Thomas Edison, not for him, but with him, and that was his burning desire to go into business with Mr. Edison. And there are a list of individuals which are mentioned
in the Think and Grow Rich book, and if you are the type that likes to read about others, I do not have that page number, but nevertheless, I'll find that before we get off. Was there someone that wanted to speak? Okay. So Edward Barnes wanted to work with Thomas Edison, and he made that his burning desire, such that he burned the bridges behind him and took a trip to, I think it was West Orange, New Jersey, and shared his desire with Thomas Edison. And Thomas Edison said he could see the fire and intention in Barnes, and so he welcomed him in. And it didn't, of course, start off exactly how Barnes wanted it, working with Thomas Edison. He was more so working for him. But in his mind, he was always working with him, and that's super important. I am going to call Anne back onto the line. To share what your burning desire was for the accountability meeting.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Danelle. I would be honored to do that. Actually, back in 1979, December 31st, 1979 at 9 p.m., when I picked up the first copy of Think and Grow Rich and began to read the book, little did I know that 20, 30, 40, and probably 50 years into the future, I would still be on this journey. So I would like to think that I was smart enough to have created something with a group of people that is now life-changing, but I am not that smart. I really am not. And all we did was go day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year into the future in developing and desiring different goals and different areas of our life. And as the introduction suggested, the areas are 10. The spiritual area, the family, the financial, the education, the health, personal development, business and or careers, recreation, civic, and creativity. We set those goals in those 10 areas. And as we set those goals, we set them for 6 months in the future, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and like I said earlier, out 50 years in the future, regardless what age we are, to think out 50 to 100 years and what you would like to leave behind as a legacy is really the foundation upon which the Accountability Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind Association conference, annual meeting, if you will, was formed. And like you said earlier during the show, we did not host that for 5 years prior. We had a five-year hiatus. And interestingly for me, and I can only speak for myself, I found that during those 5 years, I was really on a treadmill, really masterminding, but really not being held accountable at a higher level. And even though a group of us mastermind every week, we really are just really meeting and talking every week. What I found that's very important for all of us is not only to be held accountable for our goals within a small group of individuals, but it is imperative that we are accountable as a group of groups to a higher authority. And that is where the Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind Association comes in, because it holds the groups accountable. The groups hold the individuals accountable. And so by hosting that meeting after 5 years, it was just phenomenal to hear the stories of the individuals who some continued to mastermind now, some did not, but to have them all come and share their early experiences, their past wandering in the wilderness experience for the 5 years, but the excitement of coming back together and being willing to be held accountable because now we have something to measure it by. And so, as you know, Danelle, I really am so excited. I could go on literally for hours because I think that this is one of the most life-changing events we have embarked upon. And even though I'm involved in a number of other organizations like the National Association of Black Women in Construction and the National Speakers Association and Black NSA and many, many, many other chambers and professional organizations, I think the foundation of everything that is being built is built from the Thinking Grow Rich International Mastermind. So that's a very exciting way to answer your question, Danelle. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that response. And it has been life-changing and affirming for me as well. Interestingly, as I have, as a result of the annual meeting and being held accountable, I was cleaning out my sunroom recently, and just a couple of days prior to that, wondered about, well, was more so thinking about my first read through Think and Grow Rich. I'm now on another read. And as I was cleaning up the sunroom, I found my Think and Grow Rich book from my first read. And it was really interesting to go through it and see my notes and highlights and exclamation points and aha moments written in pencil. I write differently, and it was just really interesting to see that. So in the future shows, we will definitely be hearing from some of the other attendees who have also some been on autopilot and some really holding true to their and holding on to their goals and their plans. One of the things that you said, Anne, that was really interesting to me was you were masterminding, but not so much with the accountability that you needed for the goals that you have set for yourself. And what's interesting about that is, in a thought, accountability, masterminding is accountability, and it is, but there are levels to accountability. You mentioned that there are some organizations that you are a part of where you all hold one another accountable. Can you also, there's an event that I understand that you also put on for accountability. Can you speak to that?
Sure, absolutely. Actually, there's two. As a result of masterminding for over 40 years and having many individuals, especially professional and entrepreneurial women, to ask me to share, I realized that it's not easy to just do that in a conversation. And so out of the requests and the desires of others to be held accountable at an entirely different level, I created a mastermind retreat for entrepreneurial women on an island for 3 days for only 10 women. And it has just been phenomenal. We're in our ninth year, and it has been life-changing for many. The second item is the annual Think and Grow Rich Accountability, which we started back this year, and we will every year, the first Saturday of January, every year moving forward. Currently, we're hosting the event accountability meeting for anyone at the Embassy Suites in Boca Raton off Yamato. And the place right now accommodates us very well, but having individuals have an opportunity to share is awesome, because we all want to be held accountable for our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of what we deem to be important. But where do you go to be held accountable with individuals who are of like mind and like spirit? And that is what our desire to create has
turned into. And this is for individuals who are from all walks of life, anywhere in the world, entrepreneur or professional, or I have not decided yet. It's for anyone.
Thank you. So moving forward, we're going to go on ahead and take a very quick commercial break as we prepare for our next segment.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we are back. So in moving forward, I'd like to prepare to introduce our next guest host for this week. And Anne, is our next guest ready?
No, ma'am.
I'm asking.
The guest is not ready yet. No, ma'am. The guest is not ready yet.
Okay. All right. So moving along and forward in the book, in the introduction section, some points that I have here, well, for me to remember, there's a section where Napoleon Hill says, I had learned from years of experience with men that when a man really desires a thing so deeply that he is willing to stake his entire future on a single turn of the wheel in order to get it, he is sure to win. That was actually the quote from Thomas Edison about Edwin C. Barnes as he approached him to explain his desire to work with him. And the challenge that I have for everyone that's listening or everyone that would follow the principles in the book is to ask what you're willing to stake your entire future on. What is your burning desire? If you do not have a burning desire, how do you get one? We'd like to hear from you. And moving forward, he did get a chance, speaking of Edward Barnes, he did get a chance to work in the Edison offices at a very nominal wage, doing work that was unimportant to Edison, but most important to Barnes, because it gave him an opportunity to display his merchandise. What product do you have for what skill, what gift, what talent are you most readily available to exchange for the fruition of your desires? What a different story people would have to tell if they only would adopt a definite purpose and stand by that purpose until it had time to become an all-consuming obsession. I know for me, in some personal sections of the journal, I've written how my inability to stick with something, or my unwillingness maybe to stick with something, has been a major effect on achieving some of the burning desires that I myself have had, or seemingly thought burning desires. And can you share some challenges that you have had over the years, 40 years in construction, 40 years in masterminding, and the relationships that you've built? Can you share some of the, as we move into the area of opportunity in the introduction, can you share some challenges that you've had where they actually had manifested into opportunity? It was a challenge initially, or even, you know, in the organizing and planning for this wonderful organization that helps to change people's lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think of one that impacts the future in the construction industry, and that is the challenge of being Black and female. And some people would like to call it disadvantage, but I think that every disadvantage, from reading the book Thinking Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, every disadvantage has the seed, if you will, seedling, if you will, of an advantage based upon how we see it and based upon how we see ourselves. And one example was when I decided to bid a project in my hometown of West Palm Beach, Florida, because at the time in the 80s and the 90s, I drove from West Palm Beach to Miami to work because of those quote-unquote disadvantages. And from reading this book and coming up with an idea, and the whole premise of the book for me is an idea. You know, we all have ideas, but are we willing to work it, like you turn that buttermilk and butter from cream by churning and churning and mixing and mixing. And when we are willing to be mixed and churned, it's not easy, and it's actually very hard. But the harder it is, the harder we become in our commitment to succeed. And so I decided that what I was learning from the drive, I could apply at home. One of my favorite books is called Acres of Diamonds, when the author tells the story of the man who was traveling the world looking for diamonds, but the diamonds was actually found in his own backyard. And when I read that, I said, my gosh, I can turn this challenge of being Black and a woman and driving 2 hours sometimes from home looking for opportunities, I can do it right at home. And I did. And at the time in the 92, 93, 94 era, we were able to take an idea, which was to find a project that was large enough in our hometown that would allow other Blacks to work on that project just like myself and partner with the white firm and win. And there were 12 bidders on a hard bid. We were number 6. And this, it, to me, is the power of thinking and growing rich of mind, body, and spirit. This, to me, embodies the power, a idea and a dream whose time has come. This, to me, is what it means when we work like it all depends on us and we pray like it all depends on God, because we did everything we knew how to do to win that contract. Going back to the question you asked about turning an obstacle and a challenge or an opportunity into really a success. And what we were able to do was to work like it all depended on us and pray like it all depended on God. And God gave us the victory by having one white commissioner to change his mind and support us. And we won that $20 million project in West Palm Beach, and the entire city has never been the same. Actually, to bring that story up to date, Palm Beach County right now, as we speak, has embarked upon a disparity study after the last 20 or 30, 40 years that proves disparity for Blacks and women and minorities in the Palm Beach County area. But we have great leadership in Palm Beach County, leadership in the form of the commissioners and the executive staff under Virginia Baker. And what has happened now is eventually they're going to be having set asides for minorities and for Blacks. And for me, that 40-year journey has turned into great success for many individuals, whether we're women or Blacks or men, small businesses especially. But it all starts with a desire. it starts with a desire. And I know our time is short. We only have a few minutes left, but our other guest has come on to the show. So with that, I'm hopefully that did answer your question.
Well, I just like to, before our guest comes on, I just want to recap everything that you just said through the book. And that quote, that is one of the tricks of opportunity. It has a sly habit of slipping in by the back door, and it often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary deceit. Perhaps this is why so many fail to recognize opportunity. We are limited in our time. However, our final host has arrived, and I would like for this individual to go on ahead and just introduce themselves and jump in and wrap up the show for us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well.
So everyone who is listening now, well, maybe not now knows, but this is Malachi Monroe, the seven-figure senior. I am elated to be on the show this morning with my past self and my future self. Malachi, share with everyone where you are, who you're with.
My pleasure.
And what you're doing.
We're in Baltimore, Maryland at the Association Winter Conference. This serves as the median conference between new NSA members and old NSA members to get together to network and find out what's working in the industry before the national convention that happens in the summer. And so this is part of my endeavors to not only develop myself as a speaker and business person, but to develop my networking and my relationship skills to better position myself in the industry to help myself and help other people do the same.
Okay. So that's a lot, kind of. And how long are you all in Baltimore for this conference?
We're only in Baltimore for the remainder of the weekend. That's when the conference does end. But I am also a student at Morgan State University, so my home is just a 15-minute drive away.
Go Bears! So this show is actually a Think and Grow Rich show. So, and I know that you were at the annual conference, and it was not your first. Share with us your experience, where you have been, or what you've held yourself or others accountable for during that time.
I think the annual conference serves as a way by which we can materialize the things that we learn in Think and Grow Rich. Some of the mastermind principles that are taught and that are still practiced today are used to connect other people. And for many, like myself, it was one of my first encounters with elements of life such as faith that help you garner and attain success and allow you to explain it in a way that's succinct and that makes sense. And I think, you know, with efforts like the Mastermind Conference, you give yourself an opportunity to meet other people who believe in the same thing that you believe in, and it just makes the journey towards success so much sweeter. And I think definitely without the Napoleon Hill book and then also the founders of the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Conference, that life definitely would not be the same.
Well, on that note, we are going to go ahead and end today's show. I thank you, Malachi and Anne, for making yourselves available for this wonderful endeavor. And thank you, Anne. What was not mentioned in today's show is that Anne McNeil is the founder of the Think and Grow Rich International Masterminders Association. And with that, we will go on ahead and end today's show. Have a wonderful, accountable week.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, The original version, restored and revised, by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.